presented by MyPillow.
Broadcasting from the Mills Air Studios. For all your AC needs, go to millsair.com to schedule an appointment.
And edible plants is in containers. We're about ready to change out our containers as the cool season color declines, so I thought we could provide some container tips. Dana Vendrick joins us from Quality Green Specialists in DeLand and a selection of fruit trees that he has available. And Joni has been enjoying our marigolds. She has a short history of this flower. You can be here too by calling us at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know how to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the best way to condition your soil. Black Cow is all natural, and it's the best fertilizer with 10 times more manure and nutrients than the other guys. Pick up that bright yellow bag today.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Are you responsible for leading others? Do you struggle with getting everything done? If you answered yes, I hope this will help. When it comes to successful leadership, few things are more important than delegation. There's a great story in the Bible, Exodus chapter 18. A wise father-in-law of Moses is instructing him, saying, "The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. You need to appoint others to help that are qualified." You see, God was showing him that successful delegation means choosing the right people for the right task. This empowers people, giving them authority equal to their responsibility. And delegation involves being there to help with the problems and following up on your team's progress, accountability. God's Word shows us that one of the keys to successful leadership is delegation. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. quite a variable bit of weather this week, I would say. We received a little rain. At my house, we received almost none, 7/100s. But, you know, many had over an inch of rain. You know, I'm ready for the rainy season to start. Might as well. We've had some real heat. Now, this week it cooled down. This weekend's going to be very reasonable for us. But we've had some hot temperatures. As I looked at the weather map and the days above 90 for a lot of us, it looked like it was about 10 or so. So the heat is going to be on. You all and I know that. So we're doing well, but my garden's doing well. But many of the crops are gone that were the cool season crops, and the warm season ones are yielding their harvest, which is good, and they'll be gone in a little while too. Got a question this week. We'll answer it. Will the tomatoes stop producing in the heat? And what should we do? So we'll take care of that one for you. Also, let's start some container gardens. Some of mine are finishing up. And how will we replant them and with what? Well, that'll be up for discussion here. We all have our favorites, I'm sure. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening are at your garden center and bookstore, or you get up online, just put my name in. And Teresa has a Gardener's Compendium series. Most recent, Gardening with the Senses.
Yay, it's the third in the series.
How about that? And you're going to do eight, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow. You better get going.
I thought about that this week.
Thanks, everybody, for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're awaiting your phone calls, or Joni's awaiting your phone calls. At 407-916-5400, or you can call us toll-free, 1-888-45-LAWNS. And you can text me, 23680, not a single text message yet. Colton got that up and running for me. Wow, appreciate that, I'll tell you. I could have been there all day doing stuff and never gotten it up.
I am not technical, so.
Hour number one, Dana Vendrick joins us from his new garden center.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, he is too, I'm sure. He'll give us an update on what is going on at Quality Green Specialists and have a discussion on some of the many fruit trees you might like to plant. And Joni says marigolds look great, and she wants to provide a little bit of history. It's interesting because the marigold almost became our national flower back in 1986, but the rose won out, as we all know. And Teresa and I will have a plant discussion during hour number two.
We're going to be talking about new inventions on the market.
I love one of them.
it's incredible. And some different issues that popped up in the emails. And so we've got a lot. People are sending questions. And
sounds good. I love that one. I'm not going to say what it is, but that one invention. It's kind of ridiculous, actually. People want to check that one out.
I want to see more photographs of anyone. So.
Webpage is up for May. Information on your tired and weary indoor foliage, shade lovers. And I have the question there. You can go answer it. What do hydrangeas, poinsettias, and bougainvillea have in common? Go up, check it out, see if you know. Yep. And Joni's Corner has purple martins. And Teresa, your feature this month on the webpage?
How to create a pathway in your garden. So in your backyard, your front yard, if you don't know where to put your walkway, your pathway through your garden, I give you some tips.
Yeah, I let the dog do that. Just turn the dog out and the path that it takes every time, right?
Yeah, well, that works.
We used to do that at the University of Maryland. When we opened up new sections of campus, we'd find out where the students walked all the time, and that's what they'd pave.
That's good, but when you let your dog do it, you have to watch where you step.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You and I both have been in landscapes where we know we need to watch where we step. Yeah. Colton Young is at the controls in there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Joni is on the other side.
Good morning, Joni.
Yep, she's there. You got to put your head button, push the button, or put your headset on. There you go. When she's taking calls, you can't have her headset on. So anyway, can't get your thing up. Maybe Colton can help you there. There you go. You know what we do is we don't want to hear from you, so
Hello.
We.
Oh, there you are.
Well, we don't want to hear from you, so we just turn you off.
I can't hear him.
Well. There, he'll get you up and running.
Over here.
There you go. Can you hear now? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. She's still having trouble with it.
It's early in the morning.
It's early in the morning. I don't know. But anyway, one thing I noticed in the landscape was lots of fragrance coming around. Have you noticed that?
Well, the Confederate jasmine just bloomed beautifully.
I love that. And the gardenias. My gardenias is about finished.
Gardenias are almost done, but they did great this year. I noticed big, huge shrubs with flowers all over them. They did really well this year.
And one that a lot of people don't have but probably should is a Simpsons topper.
It's wonderful. That little white flower is just it's so pretty. And then the red and yellow berries, it's a great native plant shrub.
And the birds like them. Mm-hmm. And the magnolias are out right now with their flowers. You know, what I noticed that the newer varieties of magnolias don't seem to have the fragrance that the older ones used to.
Well, maybe they're going the way of the roses, and when they hybridize them really, you know, that they lose their fragrance.
Maybe. I don't know. It takes a lot of them to get that fragrant smell there for me. And the roses and the last of the petunias are out
there.
Oh,
I'm telling you, double delight. The roses we bought the other last month for Mother's Day, they're just amazing. Just great. And they
smell
so good.
I love double delight. Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear us now, Jenny? Yeah, she's shaking her head. Good.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Well, we can hear you now.
There you go.
Colton got you up and running and all fixed up there. That's good. And if you want to give Joni a call, you certainly can. 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. And we've got, I think we missed out on some of the colorful foliage plants last week. Do you have some that you like, Teresa?
I really like Acalypha, which is also called copperleaf.
Oh, yeah.
What a tremendous shrub for color in the garden all year round. It gives you that kind of Victorian pink and reds.
Yeah, there's different varieties.
There are different varieties, and there's some that are a multicolored green. And then I like the sea maho. Sea maho, which is that in the hibiscus family.
It's a yellow flower?
It has like an okra-like flower in the mallow family. And but the leaves are just gorgeous.
Yeah, I know where one big tree of that is in Orlando.
Is it in the College Park area?
No, this one's down near the old Ag Center.
Oh, wow.
On the side street.
Michigan?
Yeah.
The ones that I see are just gorgeous, and they're very striking. If it makes me pull off the side of the road, then that's pretty
Most
impressive.
People don't know about them. Yeah. and on my list here was Coleus, Alternanthera, which is Joseph's coat, Crotons, Strobilanthes.
Yes, Persian shield.
Yep. Peacock ginger.
Peacock gingers are wonderful. Calatheas are another one that we can grow from zone 9A to, almost, but it's usually in the shade, so they're pretty protected.
Yeah.
And they are beautiful colored leaves.
Polka dot plants.
Yes.
And bromelias.
Yes.
Those are my favorites. There.
Those are wonderful, and they're bright colors too as well. I love the Acmea blanchiana, which is that big yellow bromeliad with the yellow and orange bracts. And it turns almost a bright yellow, but it's also got burgundy leaves too as well.
Yeah. Kind of neat. Lots of great color out there that you can have without flowers.
We can grow colorful foliage here in Florida. We're just very blessed on all the plants we can grow.
Yes, we are. Hey, we've got a caller up here. Why don't we go to the calls?
Yeah,
we'll
Nancy,
get the container garden
later. Good morning.
Later on.
You're in Leesburg. What? How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question regarding our crepe myrtle. We get a white dusty powder on the tips of the little branches.
Do you know the variety of your crepe myrtle?
No, I don't.
Okay. Some of them are resistant.
I have other crepe myrtle, and it's the only one that has this white dusty.
Yeah,
it's susceptible to it. It's called powdery mildew. And, you know, where do you have it in your landscape, Nancy?
It's with other crepe myrtle, not real close, about a yard away. And it's near plumeria.
Okay, maybe a little crowded. The more crowded the crepe myrtle is, the more likely it is to get the powdery mildew. And some varieties are just very susceptible. That's why I asked you if you knew what your varieties were. Like I have Seminole, I have Natchez, and I've had Tuscarora and several others, which all have resistance. They were all bred at the National Arboretum, a lot of them. And since then, it's others have bred them also. But if it's susceptible, you're going to see it every year. You can put a fungicide on, get one that has powdery mildew control. Most of the new systemics do.
So I would do that in the springtime before they start to leaf out or as they leaf out.
As they leaf out, yeah.
As they leaf out. And then also make sure you're not watering during the nighttime. You know, try and keep it as dry as possible and make sure it's fertilized good.
Yep. So you're going to have it no matter what you do. It's not going to hurt the...
It has it now. Can I use that fungicide
to get
rid of that?
It may not totally eradicate it, but it'll keep it from getting worse. How about that?
Okay. Now, you mentioned ionite to the gardenia. is that I go to the Home Depot and get ironite, or?
Well, any fertilizer will be fine for gardenias. I like the slow-release products, and I kind of go for ones like Shake and Feed, Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed, or Osmocote, okay. Or Dynamite.
Dynamite is good.
Mm-hmm. Any of those. Where if you put something down...
It hasn't flowered. In 5 years, it hasn't flowered, but it's a pretty little gardenia.
Well, you know, if it hadn't flowered in 5 years, I don't know.
You chuck it to the road.
Yeah.
He'd put it in his trash bin, so yeah. He'd report on
but
it.
But just make sure you aren't pruning it at the wrong time also. Stop pruning, no. You know, right after it flowers is when you want to prune, which would normally be now. So if you need any pruning done, do it now. Don't do it in the fall or the winter time.
Right. So how often do you fertilize it, Nancy?
Well, when we fertilize other things, more or less, the primaria gets it every other week. Now, I don't know if that's too much or not.
Probably. Get one of your slow-release fertilizers and do it about 3 times a year, and you'll be fine. Hey, we got to run. Nancy. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're going to take a break here as normal, and Dana is in the house, so which
Yay,
will be
Dana.
Good. Yep, and he'll be here, and we'll talk about some of those great fruits and his new location, which is kind of neat, and that is it. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. So we'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
In Florida, bicycles are legally defined as vehicles. When using the road, cyclists, just like drivers of motor vehicles, are required to obey all traffic laws, signs, and signals. Drivers are required by law to allow a minimum of 3 feet when passing a bicyclist. We all have the right to arrive at our destination safely. Please do your part by slowing down, moving over, and sharing the road responsibly. Alert today, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Are you responsible for leading others? Do you struggle with getting everything done? If you answered yes, I hope this will help. When it comes to successful leadership, few things are more important than delegation. There's a great story in the Bible, Exodus chapter 18. A wise father-in-law of Moses is instructing him, saying, "The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. You need to appoint others to help that are qualified." You see, God was showing him that successful delegation means choosing the right people for the right task. This empowers people, giving them authority equal to their responsibility. And delegation involves being there to help with the problems and following up on your team's progress, accountability. God's Word shows us that one of the keys to successful leadership is delegation. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. Nice and coolish out there throughout the state. I looked at the weather pattern, and throughout the state, it's going to be coolish. However, Beverly and Tallahassee and all of our listeners up there look like they're going to be warmer than the Central Florida.
Wow, it's lovely.
A couple of degrees.
Yeah. It's a little kind of sweater weather for the Winter Park Art Festival.
Yeah, and Beverly just wrote me, by the way, here, text me, which made me think about it. No gas in North Florida. She says, literally none. So,
that's so surprising because we weren't affected, yeah. You know, by the pipeline, you know, hacking. So.
Well, North Florida was.
Were they?
Yeah. And so they're a little stretched for gas, and Beverly points that out to us. But you said when you filled up with gas, all they had was premium, even locally.
Even locally. I stopped at four places, and locally only had gas. It was $4 a gallon.
Wow.
$3.99.
My son ran into that also. It was all premium. That's all they had in the pumps there. Hey, real quick, I want to answer this question. I'll go to Dana here. Will the tomatoes stop producing in the heat, and what should we do? Yes,
they will. They'll start looking for next year's crop.
Yeah, start getting ready to plant them in August the 15th. Now, the cherry tomatoes will probably linger through, but the big producers may already be starting to stop. I don't know.
I have flowers on mine, but I've gotten a good harvest this year.
Yeah, it depends on where you live also in Florida. And if you're in South Florida, they probably already stopped producing. In Central Florida, they're in between. And North Florida, you'll still be getting producing for
sure.
A while. Right now, let's invite in Dana Venrick, an owner of Quality Green Specialists at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand, Florida. And just do a Google search, and you'll find their webpage. And I don't think, Dana, I don't think you have directions up yet, do you? Good morning to you.
No,
good morning,
we'll
Dana.
Have it up soon. We had an issue with the electricity being hooked up, but we're ready to update now.
Wow. Tell us about
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dana.
Now, tell us about your new location. We're excited for you.
Oh, I am excited, too. We're all excited because it's a bigger and better location. That's always good. Going from less than an acre to almost 2 acres.
Wow.
More user-friendly area, better showroom, more parking, better layout for the fruit trees. And so we're really, really enjoying setting up the new location.
Yeah. Now,
it's easy to get to also. It's only 3 blocks off of Woodland Boulevard, just west of Stetson.
Yeah.
University.
I was going to ask if it's if people have been able to find you and everything. So if you live in the area, you ought to know where 335 West Michigan Avenue is, right?
Yes, a lot of people have already found us. Believe me.
Okay, that's
wonderful. Now, Dana, you mentioned fruit trees. So tell us, about your specialties. That's one of them. How many different types of fruit trees do you have available?
Well, we have 42 available at this time. Some people count sheep at night. I count fruit trees. We have so many. But anyway, we have a great selection of citrus and olives. We've got like a dozen varieties of citrus, 5 varieties of olives. We have unusual things like Barbados cherries, persimmons, loquats, carambola, longans, blueberries, bananas, and pineapples and grapevines. We have pears, pineapples, persimmons, peaches, nectarines, all kinds of things, including papayas, Ketley guavas, regular guavas. And
wow. You got it all.
The hot one right now are the peaches. There's peaches to eat off of our 7-gallon peach nectarine.
I had Facebook follower just tell me she took 100 peaches off of her tree. She's right there on the coast, and she is thrilled with it. But why do you have so many and others find it hard to find fruit trees?
Well, because I scout the state. I'm always looking. We have fruit varieties, so you can have something to eat from your yard year-round, you know, like in the spring early you can have, you know, something like the peaches and the nectarines, and then as time goes by, then you have other things like mangoes. I have a mango tree full of mangoes right now. In June, we'll be eating lots of mangoes. And then you have Suriname cherries, Barbados cherries that bloom and fruit pretty much all summer. Then you got the grapevine, like the great varieties of grape, like Southern Home, that come in around August. And then in the fall, you have persimmons and avocados and, you know, nut trees like pecans. But, you know, you can have something to munch from your yard year-round pretty much if you select the right varieties.
Yeah, I can see why you go to sleep real quickly counting fruit trees, I'll tell you. Hey, you've talked about olives.
Not as exciting as sheep, but they taste a lot better.
I like lamb, too.
Lamb is good, too.
You've talked about olive trees for a good while, times when we've talked with you on the air. What care do they need right now?
Well, right now, you don't really want to do much of anything. You know, early is when you want to really concentrate with olive trees. Like, fertilize once in December, early, before new growth starts, like in Florida and Central Florida. You know, it's so warm. A lot of times growth starts in January. So you really, it's best to fertilize with something like our 8011 fertilizer that's best management practice compliant, but also has about twice as much potassium as nitrogen. That's what olives love at a very low rate once, like in December, not later than January. And then you want to spray three times with like a liquid spray that's got fish in it and kelp, as well as some NPK. And that really is very important. You know, we put also the volcanic pumice, azomite, for the trace minerals along with the nutritional sprays. But you keep the nutrition low, mm-hmm. so they go into a fruiting mode after 3 years instead of just growing like crazy. They will grow. If you fertilize olives too much, they will just grow and never fruit. It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, I had one of our listeners after we talked last time said he thought he was over-fertilizing his, and that's why it wasn't.
He probably is. Most people tend to over-fertilize.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned mangoes there, and when you and I were talking earlier in the week, you said the mangoes are doing so well, you walk around, they hit you in the head or something like that?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Almost knocked me out. They're so big. But there must be over 100 on my tree here in DeBerry at the house.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, what varieties?
It's a beautiful tree.
What varieties are you recommending?
Well, I'm recommending the Kent. They come true from seed, if you can find one. We have like Nam Doc Mai, which is completely fiberless. It has a light green skin with yellow and a blush of intense red. It's a favorite Asian variety. It's from Thailand. Valencia Pride, we have quite a few of those right now. It's virtually fiberless. And so there's very few places that have actually avocados and mangoes right now. So I did a lot of scouting to have.
Well, you did.
Available.
That's amazing. So now what kind of care do you recommend for mangoes right now? I have several clients that have them and they have fruit, wonderful fruit on it. What should they be doing to help those fruit ripen?
Well, you know, they need good fertilization three times a year, like early. I like to fertilize in February, then again, May or June, then again, lighter in September. They need year-round, and you need to test the soil and see what they had. I had like a small crop last year. Instead of over 100, I had only like 25 on the tree, but I tested the soil and found it was deficient of potassium and boron. So I put just a little bit of borax for the boron and quite a bit of potassium, magnesium sulfate for the potassium and the balance with the magnesium or the ratio. Get everything right, optimize in the soil, and over 100. There's over 100 big, beautiful mangoes.
Wow.
This year.
That's
they're
amazing.
They're heavy feeders, so you imagine with all that fruit.
Yeah, we'll go by your house. They could be disappearing.
Yeah, Yeah, no, I better not tell the location.
No, you better not. You better not. Hey, lots of residents would like to grow avocados. Should we be looking for certain varieties? I know some are more cold sensitive than others.
Yes, I love avocados, and that's such a unique fruit tree because it's like they almost like change sexes, you know, with the pollination and the flower setup. Because you know, you can have fruit on a single tree, but you know, you really need type A and type B to have maximize the fruit set. Because, like for example, type A, the ovary is receptive in the morning. And it's not till the following evening that the pollen is ripe for fertilization. And type B is just reverse, so it helps to have both type A and type B. Fortunately, most of our avocados are type B in Florida, and we have quite a few type B, the Bacon, the Pollock, the Marcus Pumpkin, which is a huge
avocado. That's a big one.
By the way, over 3 pounds sometimes.
Now, do you have that variety on your in your nursery?
Yes, we do.
How about
that? We also have a type A, the Haas, which is smaller, it's creamy and nutty, sort of like a rough skin. But a lot of people prefer the smaller fruit because of the very creamy texture. But the others are excellent, too. They're all good varieties. Mostly the B type or West Indian varieties.
Good. Well, you got all those for us then.
That's wonderful. I love the smaller ones too. The Haas is good. I like the Brogdon too as well.
That's a really good one too.
If you plant an avocado tree, because some people will take the seed and try and grow it in a glass jar, but how long, you know, when you plant an avocado tree, do you get fruit?
Well, from a seed, it takes usually about 8 to 10 years, so you got to have a lot of patience. But yeah, from a grafted tree, you'll have a few the second year. The third year is what you're really aiming for, to get a nice canopy, you know, fertilize it well, don't overwater, let it grow out, and then you can really have a huge crop because you've really got a nice canopy first. But you can have nice fruit the second year.
Good. If everything goes right.
Dana,
give us
good luck.
Give us your new location and everything.
Well, yes, please. I invite everybody to come by. I think you'll really enjoy the new location. It's 335 West Michigan Avenue, and the zip code is the same in DeLand, 32720. You're going up, for example, downtown. It's very close to downtown DeLand.
Okay.
Just go north on Woodland. Just as soon as you enter the Stetson campus, you'll see this big white house on the left. That's the upper crust, you know. But take a left there and go 3.5 blocks, and we're on the right.
Good. Dana, we appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Have a good one.
Bye-bye, Dana.
Bye-bye. You take care. And, yes, it is time for a break. Everybody knows that. And we'll be back. We have Gerald in Wilston waiting for us there. And I have a ton of text questions here.
Yay.
So. Keep Joni busy, too, also. Our number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. We don't want to see her sleeping. And we also have Joni's Corner coming up, too. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you responsible for leading others? Do you struggle with getting everything done? If you answered yes, I hope this will help. When it comes to successful leadership, few things are more important than delegation. There's a great story in the Bible, Exodus chapter 18. A wise father-in-law of Moses is instructing him, saying, "The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. You need to appoint others to help that are qualified." You see, God was showing him that successful delegation means choosing the right people for the right task. This empowers people, giving them authority equal to their responsibility. And delegation involves being there to help with the problems and following up on your team's progress, accountability. God's Word shows us that one of the keys to successful leadership is delegation. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Hi, my name's Bill, and I drive a truck. My truck weighs 80,000 pounds. When you pass me on my right, I can't see you. Stay out of my blind spots and only pass me on my left, and never linger next to a large truck or bus.
Remember, always share the road with commercial vehicles. A message brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I went to push my button and it was already pushed.
There you go.
There you go.
That's
boy,
Colton taking,
Colton's
taking
on the ball there. Yeah,
I got you.
You got me. You got me covered. That's good. Just turn it off at the right time also. But anyway, Joni is on the phone right at the moment. So let's go to caller number one.
Yeah, let's go to Gerald in Williston. Good morning, Gerald. How can Tom and I help you?
Good morning. I'm out here scraping my windshield with the ice. I'm joking.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I knew you were in cold country, but I didn't think quite yet.
Well, when you all show started this morning, I think it was 49.
Really?
And now it's 56.
Oh, wow. That's really coming up quick. Sun's coming up, warming up. Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to remember a couple things I wanted to ask. Okay, the biggest question I had is I got this orange tree I got about 5 years ago. So it was in a pot. It was probably 3 or 4 years, you know, at that time. Anyway, I planted out here in the worst soil in the world we got in Florida. So it looks just like sugar.
Okay, well, that's typical. You
know, that's a good citrus sand.
It's about, yeah. Anyway, the tree did very well for out here, and it's probably about 12 feet tall. But I happened to notice last year, I go, it looks like half of it's kind of long and skinny, and the other half is kind of bushy and kind of low. So actually, the other day I went out and looked at it, and there's like, it looks like there's 3.5 inch trunks coming off the one main trunk, you know, branch coming up. And two of them, it's got to be the seed because it's got thorns on it.
Yeah, rootstock. Yeah,
the sour, mm-hmm.
And then the one nice one, I had three last year off it. Beautiful. It seems like it was a red navel orange, just beautiful. But now this year it's got like, you know, 20 of them on it.
Wow, you're doing okay.
Well, better than I've ever done it. I've been out here 50 years almost. But anyway, the back ones, I figure I'm probably going to have to cut those off or...
Well, cut the
suckers off.
Suckers off, yeah, the ones with thorns on it off.
Okay, so those are pretty good-sized pieces. So I'm cutting the tree in half.
They're not going to do anything for you except sour fruit.
Yeah, and they're going to sap the energy from the other portion of the tree. So
yeah, I was figuring that, but I didn't know how badly to it would damage to take them. They're pretty good size.
You take them.
You know, you
cut them off. Yeah, Gerald.
Immediately.
It'll hurt the whole plant.
Well, no. It's not going to hurt the whole plant.
These are good size. They're all,
I know.
The good
I know.
Pieces as good as the other two. I don't mind cutting them off. I'm just worried, you know, maybe it'll kill the whole thing.
No. You go ahead. You have our permission. Okay.
Perfect. Hey, you know, one more question. You
okay.
Got
yeah. Second? Yeah. Quickie.
Okay. Okay, I had these scallions you buy in the stores like $1 for like, you know, 20 of them in a little pack like that. Yes. Anyway, I left it in the refrigerator for a long time. And I go, it looks like they're growing out of the freezer. I mean, growing out of the refrigerator. So I took them, I split them all up and put them out here in this killer sugar sand. And I can't believe how gigantic they are.
Yeah.
Beautiful, big, beautiful, 5 meters, like 3 feet tall. And what am I going to get? I'm not going to get
You're not going to get a big bulbing onion. Just go ahead and use the greens and the little bulbs that are at the bottom.
I always cut the ends off, the root portion off, and I stick it in the ground, and it just replants and it resprouts.
Yeah. I mean, it just looks so pretty out here, something green growing. So anyway, they did well.
Very good.
Very good.
All right, thank you. Hey, longtime listener, killer show.
Thank you.
And I like the new your new setup now. Back in the thing, everything feels a little bit more like normal. So
thank you
like
so much, Gerald. Thank you.
Feels right, like man. Home. Yeah. Thanks. Let's get Joni in. What do you say? Joni's corner. She's coming. Here she comes.
Okay.
Yep, we're ready.
Marigolds.
Yes.
Did you know marigolds are native to the Americas from Argentina, north to New Mexico, and Arizona?
Yay!
The earliest use of marigolds was by the Aztec people, who attributed magical, religious, and medicinal properties to them. The National Garden Bureau found the first recorded use of marigolds is in 1552.
Okay,
that,
good.
Huh?
Yeah, a long time ago.
They were thought to have magical powers and were used as an herb to prevent hiccups, being struck by lightning, or to help people to cross the river safely.
Oh.
Do we do that now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Seeds of marigolds were carried by early Spanish explorers to Spain, where they were cultivated and grown in monastery gardens. From there, they went to France and north of Africa.
French marigolds, African marigolds.
Sure, yeah. Those are beautiful.
And developed into a taller version. Mm-hmm. In Latin America, marigolds were used in religious ceremonies and holidays. Flower heads were scattered on relatives' graves. Even now, there is a profusion of marigolds in cemeteries. Oh, geez. Well, anyway, shortly after our Revolutionary War, there were reintroduced to North American gardeners. Marigolds just happened to be one of the many plants shipped to us as a young country. In 1915, the Purpy Seed Company felt that marigolds held promise and decided to feature them in the catalog. Since the 1920s, marigold breeding has developed hundreds of new varieties. Another nice thing about marigolds is appear to be quite nematode resistant. Some of the harmful nematodes can be greatly reduced by some varieties of marigolds growing in the soil.
Yeah, thank you, Joni. I gave a lecture one time to a group of ladies from Mexico, and one of the plants that I mentioned was the marigolds. And I didn't know the story about them being placed on graves and altars. And the lady came up afterwards to me, and she said, you know, that is the flower of death. And
and
Joni just mentioned that they use them on graves and things, funerals and stuff.
But in Mexico, the death and the Day of the Dead is celebrated. It's a happy occasion.
Yeah, well, she it made me feel kind of funny, that's for sure, when I was there.
It creeped you out.
Yeah. Hey, we've got lots of text messages. Joni's ready for callers. You can talk to her more about marigolds. We love them. And we have Daisy in Winter Haven, and we've got lots of stuff, folks. So when we come back, we're going to get right to it, I guarantee you. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Chocolatier. Count on Bluebell to make it into milk chocolate ice cream with delicious chocolate sheet cake pieces, chopped pecans, and a chocolate icing swirl. It's fresh out of the oven. I mean freezer.
The good old days are being made right now.
Living with diabetes. diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Quality Green Specialists has a new expanded location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Browse thousands of beautiful plants, flowers, shrubs, and large trees, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. And don't forget our natural fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. Now located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Are you responsible for leading others? Do you struggle with getting everything done? If you answered yes, I hope this will help. When it comes to successful leadership, few things are more important than delegation. There's a great story in the Bible, Exodus chapter 18. A wise father-in-law of Moses is instructing him, saying, "The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. You need to appoint others to help that are qualified." You see, God was showing him that successful delegation means choosing the right people for the right task. This empowers people, giving them authority equal to their responsibility. And delegation involves being there to help with the problems and following up on your team's progress, accountability. God's Word shows us that one of the keys to successful leadership is delegation. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You know, we could do a whole hour on marigolds, and how it got its name is they would put them at the altar to honor the Virgin Mary, so they would call them Mary's Gold.
That's
and
pretty.
Then it went from Mexico to Spain to France, French marigolds, and it went to Africa, African marigolds, and then it came back to here.
I think that's wonderful. I love the history of plants.
I do too.
Okay, let's go to Daisy. Speaking of flowers, Daisy in Winter Haven, how can we help you?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a problem with squirrel in my mangoes, and I need your help to figure out a way to get rid of those little buggers that keeps eating the mangoes before they're even ready to be picked.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to send Joni over there, and she has a baseball bat, and she'll be standing out there.
They're whacking when they come.
Yeah. You know, I don't have a good answer for you. You know, they have sprays, animal repellent sprays, and hot pepper sprays. And, Teresa, you thought bagging might help.
Bagging, you know, you can get those long bags that will encompass or cover the entire branch. And just tie it on. So it's netting bags. But, you know, if you want them to, you know, to keep the squirrels out, you got to try something.
Squirrels are going to eat some no matter what. But I would.
Well, they're eating all of them, it seems. Because every morning I wake up, there's three or four of them that are eaten and half eaten and spit out or just move on to the next.
Well, I would try the hot pepper sprays, and you can get that at some of your garden centers. And second of all, if you still have the problem, we'll call Joni over, and she'll come over and keep them away for you.
No, you're not helping.
Hey, Daisy, wish you could be of more help. Maybe one of our listeners has a remedy that they found.
I hope so. Yeah. They can call and I'll listen and see if somebody has. I figured firecrackers would help to make a noise for them to get out of there or something.
But, yeah, but your neighbors are not going to be happy.
Yeah, well, we don't worry about the neighbors.
Have a great gardening day.
Thank you, Daisy.
Thank you. And we got a lot of text messages. There's one of them here, they're having trouble finding roses right now, and I guess a lot of garden centers may have sold out. They said all they can find is knockout. I know Hallie Peterson Nursery in Lakeland has had lots of roses, and I think he still said they have a number of them available. So that's a possibility. They want to know about buying their ones on bare root specimens online. My guess is they probably aren't grafted or grafted on what we need.
They need to be grafted on Dr. Huey or Fortiana rootstock. So you want to make sure of that, especially when you're buying them online. So because those are the ones that are nematode resistant.
Yeah, my guess is the ones online. Here's what I know. A rosarian friend of mine bought the ones that were just grafted on multiflora, and that's what a lot of them are grafted onto. And he said they lasted for about a year, maybe two. And he said for a cheap rose, at that time they were about 99 cents a rose. He said for a cheap rose, hey, he would buy them and plant them, but he also had the ones on Fortuniana and Dr. Huey.
There you go.
Yeah, they want to know about Beacon and Patience, where to find them. I think some of the big box stores, probably some of the independents, also have the new downy mildew resistant impatiens, and Beacon would be the one. Now, they probably aren't going to tell you on the label that they're the Beacon.
No, they're not. But, you know, it's the new varieties. So check with, you know, the nursery, and the nurseries will know if they're the mildew resistant ones, but the box stores may not.
Yeah. My pink grapefruit is only 4 feet tall, has small fruits on it. Am I supposed to remove the fruits until the tree gets bigger? You're going to have a hard time pulling those fruits off.
I think life's too short. I mean, we're not growing it as an agricultural crop, so it makes a little bit of difference. But if it grows and you get a couple of fruits, enjoy them.
Here's what the university says. First 3 years, you pull the fruits off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to leave a couple of them there. Now, I can't tell you those fruits are going to be typical. That's the other thing. Grass clippings, better to use the mulching set on the mower, or I guess rake them up and use them as mulch around the plants around the house, or add them to the compost pile. You know, if you mow often enough, you probably don't need to do anything, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think you can just leave the, you know, the grass clippings on the ground, and that provides that extra little bit of fertilizing that they need during the summertime. But also, too, you want to make sure you're not doing it if you have weeds. If you have weeds and they go to seed, you do not want to be mulching that into your yard.
Yeah, if you have so much clippings left over, rake them up, and I'd add them to the compost pile.
I would too.
Let's see how we're doing here. Yeah, tell us about torpedo grass. Can it be killed without killing the grass? In Zoysia in St. Augustine, yes. Zoysia and Bermuda, yes. St. Augustine, no. And Bahia, no. St. Augustine and Bahia, there is no selective control for torpedo grass. If it's in the ornamentals, yes. You have the ortho grass be gone, which is an overtop, and Fertilome has one too. Just follow the label. Certain plants are listed on there and certain ones aren't. So if you have it in your St. Augustine or Bahia, no, there's no selective control. But if it's in Zoysia or St. Augustine, Bermuda. I keep wanting to say St. Augustine.
I know.
No. Zoysia and Bermuda, there is a control. Anyway, hey, coming up hour number two, what's going to happen?
We are going to be talking about new invention for the garden, and also too, new plants that are out, and the rain lilies are blooming. So we'll talk a little bit about those.
I love one of the new inventions. It's just amazing. Hey, we'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715.
That's 800-689-9715.